This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on meeting populism head-on means bringing back the base with organizing. So resistance and protest might be working to push back some of the assault on basic American principles, rights, and obligations to people. And we're getting a little help from the courts, although who knows how long that might last. But I have to beat my usual drum a bit and remind that much of the appeal of Trump's populist call is to people who rightfully should be our base. If we want to convert them, we have to engage them first, and that means real commitment and work in organizing. It's not just me. I find support for this position on all sides of the argument. Aaron Bartley, who runs a housing development and community organizing operation called Push Buffalo, circulated a piece carried in the Huffington Post called How Our Cities Will Save Us from Trump. He makes the interesting observation as an organizer that despite the fact that he's emerged as the White House puppeteer in charge, Breitbart's Stephen Bannon, has at best only a tenuous hold on their putative base. Making a point about street heat, Aaron argues, Bannon has done none of this painstaking work. While his hardline base of rural and Tea Party suburbanites is substantial, it is dispersed and spends far more time in chat rooms than town squares. The power of online networks and propaganda outlets is not to be discounted. After all, it has propelled Bannon to his status as a diabolical global overlord. But the fascist lack of street mobilization capacity and their distance from capital's key assets will neuter them in the next phase of urban-centric mass mobilization. Although Aaron's main theme is that diverse coalitions for change formed in the cities, including those with capital and innovation, and their hedges against the worst of it, implicit in his Bannon point is an argument that if we're willing to challenge the ideology and practice at the heart of his base as organizers, its core weaknesses might turn into our strengths. Another former Acorn organizer, Jeff Elmer, reconnected with a piece he thought instructive called How to Culture Jam a Populist in Four Easy Steps by Andres Miguel Rondon, a native Venezuelan, in the CaracasChronicles.com. Rondon was comparing the lengthy standoff between Hugo Chavez and his brand of Latin American populism with the elites he attacked and who opposed him for years with much the same arguments as those being thrown at Trump now. Having visited some years ago in Venezuela, it's a less than perfect fit, but one piece of Rondon's advice from the right side of the street is exactly correct when he advises, actually go to the slums and to the countryside, and not for a speech or a rally, but for a game of dominoes or to dance salsa to show that they were Venezuelans too, that they had tumbao and they could hit a baseball, could tell a joke that landed, that they could break the tribal divide, come down off the billboards and show that they were real. And no, this is not populism by other means. It is the only way of establishing your standing. It's deciding not to live in an echo chamber, to press pause on the siren song of polarization. Of course, Rondon is a sad liar, as Trump would say, because there's nothing easy about the fourth step he recommends, because he's also implicitly calling for us to engage and organize, and there's nothing easy about organizing, even though that is just what might save America right now, even more than cities and dominoes. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.